Did you know that you could be a lucrative sponsor of Shagmardenoid Plus? It's our subscription version of the podcast. Listeners can pay to get access to exclusive bonus content or even listen to the show without ads.
All you've got to do is head to shagmardenoid.com and follow the instructions or click on the link in the show blurb and sign up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Win...
Oh. My God.
Oh my God.
Are you serious? Was that on purpose or was that a joke?
Absolutely, 100%.
Did you just...
Not on purpose. What? Did you just
unmarried name yourself?
Just maiden name myself?
Did you just divorce me in the opening sentence to this podcast?
Wow. Wow.
I got shocked.
Rosie Ramsey.
Yeah,
and
that's
Chris Ramsey, my husband.
What,
shit.
Yeah? I mean, I might be Chris Winter.
Doesn't suit
what
you.
What would I pick?
I'm so sorry about that.
Can't, no, it's fine.
Although am I? Who, like, as if I just have to shed my name.
Yeah.
Like, my whole life.
And you'll be thankful for the name I've given you. Yeah?
Shoot your face.
Yeah? And you'll be, I can't do it, can I? I'm not very good at doing the mock sexism.
No,
I'm not great at it.
Yeah.
I kind of upset myself halfway through. And, you know, like, get back in the kitchen! I can't do it.
No, it doesn't suit you.
Can't do it. Although I do enjoy it when you're in the kitchen, because it normally means you're making something very nice.
It does,
but also
it?
Making a big fucking mess.
Obviously.
So, yeah.
Obviously. No, so I really didn't mean to do that. Rosie Ramsey here, and Christopher Ramsey.
Yeah,
I do.
Do you have any idea how many listeners we lost there? When you're listening to Shagmar, Rosie, and they went, it's not them, and they've unsubscribed.
Mm.
They've gone. They've all gone.
Well, we've you know that the rule is, if the video is longer than 6 seconds, you've lost them.
On the internet, yeah.
Yeah,
we got told that once, didn't we? You were doing an ad for something, and it was like, you had to do loads of stuff in 6 seconds.
Uh-huh.
I remember that was a pretty horrible day to be in this house.
I didn't enjoy that at all. It's
a horrible day.
Is that true, though? Is that how short our attention span is?
Instagram's turning into TikTok now, isn't it? Mm. Because it's that thing of, like, people just are scrolling. What? Here's a question.
Yeah.
What are we scrolling for? What we're looking for? Because you just constantly go past, you go a bit of that. What is the thing? One day are we going to find the thing that we're looking for and go, there? That was it, and then just turn my phones off forever?
No, I don't think there is anything that we're looking for. It's just stuff.
I don't know.
And if you watch that program on Netflix, what's it called? The Social Dilemma.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. You haven't watched it, obviously.
I feel like it'll make us, I don't need more anxiety on stuff, everyday things that I do.
It's really interesting.
But I've already got a load of anxiety on everyday things that I do.
No,
and I don't want any more.
I've said it before. I've actually mentioned it on the podcast. It makes you realise what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because they're just sending you stuff that you like.
Yeah.
That's why you scroll and scroll and scroll, because they watch what you watch for longer amounts of time.
Yeah.
Social media goes, oh, they love shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I like watching soaps get cut up. So Instagram's like, right, send us some soaps getting cut up.
Bars of soap, not like the cast of Coronation Street.
Oh, no humans involved.
Not murdering people.
Bars of soap.
So the whole algorithm on Instagram, I fell victim to this because I bought me dad a putting mat for Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it knew I'd gone on the internet and bought a putting mat or searched for a putting mat. Then suddenly a golf video popped up one day on my Instagram and I didn't realise, and I went, who the fuck's this? And I'm watching it, I'm going, wait, I don't follow this, why is this? And I watched the full golf video and I was like, well, that was weird. More and more. What's happened now? I play golf.
Oh my God.
That happened since Christmas. 8 months.
You've been brainwashed.
8 months in the making.
You've been brainwashed.
Honestly, 8 months in the making. I'm now bloody playing golf now. What's going on?
Shit.
I know what we are looking for though. You know when you keep scrolling? Have you ever had... You scroll through Instagram and you look at stuff and everything's, you know, dogs doing backflips. Yeah, great. They're all wearing bars of soap getting cut up, you know, trick shots in pool, blah, 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 blah. That one video that won't load, you go to watch it and it won't load and it freezes. You then want to watch that more than anything in the world.
Yeah.
More than anything. It'll see on the bottom, watch to the end, and the first 6 seconds will go and then it freezes and you go, and you refresh
it. Can't rest.
And then that is all I need in my life. Crazy, isn't it?
I hate it.
Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you got till it freezes. So there we go. So anyway, thank you very much. So there's some. You need to finish it. Cool. So fucking hell, you got problems. So guys, thank you very well. Welcome to the podcast with Rosie Winter, apparently, and Chris Ramsey, her husband. And it is episode 181. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Can't wait.
It's still the summer. It's getting hot out there, guys. This week's sponsor is paddling pools.
Yes.
Hey, is it hot?
Yeah.
Want to get even hotter by blowing up a tiny little paddling pool for fucking ages?
Yeah.
Then fill it with water that actually is too cold to enjoy, and the kids don't even want to get in. Yay! Get yourself a paddling pool. Want to entertain them kids for less than 10 minutes until it's full of grass and flies? Get yourself a paddling pool. Is it punctured yet? Probably. It's been 10 minutes. Hey! Paddling pools. Oh, it's the end of the day. Make sure you put it away so it can get nice and moldy for the next time you never fucking use it. Paddling pools, they're great, in theory.
You're such a humbug. What's wrong with a paddling pool?
Everything I just said. You want to say it again?
No, I really don't. I love a paddling pool.
Oh, no one. Like, the idea of a paddling pool is brilliant. And the minute you do it, the minute you get out the box, you go, this was an error. This is a massive error.
I disagree. I think paddling pools are a staple in every child's life.
Yeah. They're rubbish.
They're not though. They cool you down. Mm. The cool kids.
They cool your
You're
feet
right
down.
Though. You've got to fill a lot of kettles annoyingly.
Yeah. I'm too hot paddling pool. Water's too cold. Pick one. The problem with paddling pools is, right? I hope it doesn't take too long to blow up. Oh, it won't. It'll be fucking tiny. Oh, we'll get a bigger one then. Well, it'll take all day to blow up. So there you go.
Honestly, shit dad alert.
Yeah.
All paddling pools. Wind you out everything.
Dealt with. Consider paddling pools. Consider yourselves dealt with.
Fair enough.
Didn't we get one? We got one the other day in the superimposed that you bought. I sent you to the shop to buy one, like a fool.
This was on holiday.
Oh, yeah, it was on holiday, wasn't it? Yeah. And you went to get it. You went, I'll go to the shop and get the stuff. You got a paddling pool for Rafe around the side.
Well, we got a paddling pool for Rafe because he kept trying to kill himself in the actual big pool. And I was like, mate, this is not working. Get him a paddling pool for on the side of the pool.
So
anyway,
the minute you came in and you got it off the bottom of the pram and you went, I've got a paddling pool, and you showed us the box. And straight away I went, that kid's not in there.
It was
ridiculous. I was like, that kid is not, that is superimposed. So they took a photo of a child separately on green screen, they'd shrunk it down, and then they'd photoshopped him into this paddling pool. It was, I've had bigger pizzas. I swear to God, I've had bigger pizzas.
Why? How did they get away with that? Because I was like, oh, that kid looks about Rafe's age.
Yeah.
Rafe will love that. He'll be the same size.
Kid was fucking, honestly. Oh,
shit.
It might as well have been Stuart Little sitting in there.
I was so done. You've been ahead. Yeah. And because I was on holiday, I couldn't be asked to take it back.
No word of a lie. You know when you're on holiday and you walk past like a Spanish restaurant and people are having the paellas and it takes like two waiters to carry the paella dish. Smaller than that paella dish.
Oh yeah, it was tiny.
Fucking
it was
miles
absolutely
smaller.
Tiny.
Yeah.
To the point it was that little that we filled it up with pool water and you could just dip it in.
Yeah, you could literally just hold it, dip it into the pool and then walk it to where you want it and drop it. And you'd put Rafe in it and you'd go, well, I'm getting out of this because this is just this little fucking inflatable puddle that you've bought here. Utterly shit. Paddling pools. Lies.
They're all
lies. Lies and mould and grass and flies.
But when you're a kid, you love them. I remember loving a paddling pool when I was younger, but probably my mum and dad hated them, so.
Yeah. Rubbish. Dealt with. Anyway, get that jingle.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Snag Marriage Snanoy.
With who?
With me.
Yeah.
And you.
Good. Yes, good. Got your name right there. The me.
I miss me old name sometimes.
You miss your
I do love my new name.
Right.
But I sometimes miss my old name.
Been 8 years. It's not call it your new name.
What is my new name? Years. I had my old years, name right? longer. Had my old name for 29 years.
Yeah, but it's all relevant, isn't it? You can't put it against the old one. It might be, it's your newer name, but you've had it for, you should be used to it now.
Sort of. I did the wrong age then. How old were we when we got married?
Don't. Oh, because this is just painful. And I know that everyone listening thinks when anyway. You ask us what it is. Guys, it would be so easy when Rosie goes, how old were we then? I could just pause it. We've got an editor. I could just pause it, but I never do. I can pause it, okay. Work it out, and pretend well, I'm... So that's why, and that's sometimes, why I get a lot of stuff wrong. Can I just say that's why sometimes I get stuff wrong. Oh, I got a tweet saying the A1 and the M1 apparently aren't the same road, and you know, the stuff that people pick up on. I get it wrong because I just go with my gut opinion on here, and I forget it's going out to fucking hundreds of thousands of people, and there's loads of people listening. I just think, oh, it's just me and you having a chat, and then I put me on, and
but it's all right though. I mean, I listen to a lot of other podcasts where they also get things wrong, and I'm literally listening.
Do you immediately tweet them and tell them they're wrong?
I don't do that,
but
I do.
That's weird because I thought that's just what everyone did.
No. Oh, okay. I haven't done that. I've never done that. Weirdly, I mean, it's odd, isn't it? Because I thought it was all the norm, but honestly, haven't done that. I haven't got time. But I do listen and go, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You're a fucking idiot. It's this. So.
That's
fair
weird, because when I hear you in another room shouting fucking idiot, I always assume you're talking to yourself.
Do you? Right, yeah. Looking in the mirror, which is where I'm doing my makeup.
Yeah.
What I was going to say
doing
is...
Doing that thing, putting your lipstick on, but like going right up your cheek near your eye and that, just shouting fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. I do miss Rosie Winter, like the season, because that's what I used to always say.
Used to say Rosie Winter, like the season.
Yeah.
Now what do you say? Rosie Ramsey like the comedian?
No, like the chef. I have said that Ramsey like the chef.
Spelt different.
But spelt with an E.
No, it's not got the ring.
It's not got the Rosie same
Winter
thing,
like the, Rosie Winter like the season.
Yeah.
Rosie Ramsey like the chef, but EY, not EY. Yeah, like neighbours as well, but again, spelt differently. Now, Aaron Ramsey from Arsenal, the Arsenal player, he might still play. I don't know who the fuck he plays for now.
Are we spelt different to Ramsey Street?
Yeah,
Ramsey
EY.
Street. Oh.
Yeah.
Neighbours is finished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it for possibly 20 years.
No, I mean, I didn't know it was still on.
Yeah, no.
People were having goodbye parties for Neighbours. I was like, jeez.
Goodbye party for Neighbours. How much time you got on your fucking hands?
I know, imagine having that kind of life. I love that kind of life. Dad, Australian stuff and everything.
Do you know most of this podcast is just us being angry at people for having hobbies? For having time on their hands. Because we're in the thick of it with an 18-month-year-old and a six-year-old. Yeah. And it's the summer holidays. And most of it is just us being like, fucking look at him enjoying his life, twat.
I know. Do you know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
When Rafe gets a bit bigger, right. I'm just looking forward to like water in my pants.
Water in your pants? Just do whatever you want.
Just pissing yourself all the time.
Just looking forward to getting older and racing myself to the toilet and just water in my pants.
No, water in my pants.
Do you know what? I'll be getting in that Stanner stair lift and I'll press up and it'll be too late and I'll just water my pants.
What a nice way of saying pissing yourself.
Water in my pants.
Just water in my pants.
Excuse me, can we get the check, please? I've just watered my pants.
Excuse me? Watered my pants? What? I've just pissed myself, so I'd like to leave now. Thank you. Watered my pants. I am tired today. I know I said this last week, and I'm so sorry.
You say it every week. You say it every week.
Because my child gets up at 5:30 in the morning. 5:30?
Nah.
This is not a good time to be getting... What's he doing?
It's bad. Like,
what's he playing at, Chris?
It's almost like he's 1.5 and he's got no concept of time, Rosie. I don't know.
No, it's fucking me off.
Yeah.
5:30. And he like stirs at 5. So it's basically 5 because I'm not going back to sleep.
Right, okay.
And I've started now. I just go downstairs.
Yeah.
And I put the telly on and I get the blanket and that and I just fall asleep.
I think
but not fully asleep because obviously I've got to keep an eye on him.
I doze. Yeah.
But not even doze really because I've got to, if he's not on my knee, I have to have my eyes open.
Yeah.
But if he's on my knee and he's there, I'm like, right, that's fine.
See, dozing to me, the entire concept of dozing, I just find it like torture.
You're not a dozer, no.
I'll just sit here, I'll just rest me out. No, it's I'm awake or I'm full sleep.
Right, so I love a doze.
When I hit like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when I hit that moment where I'm just like goosed and I get knackered.
Yeah.
I have to be up and about. I can't be sitting down. I can't be like, well, let's just have a sit. I'm like, no, I have to either let us go to bed or let us go and do a marathon. Like there's no in between. I know I'm really fucking weird. But when your kid wakes up 5:30, anything before CBeebies is on its regular rotation. Oh. Hell on earth.
I know. It's hell. I mean, it was nice when you came down this morning at 7 o'clock in the morning.
27.
Rubbing your eyes. No, Chris, it was 7 o'clock. It was not 27.
5 to 7?
It was not.
10 to 7.
Maybe 5 to.
There was definitely a 6 on my phone.
Right, okay, yeah. 6:59.
Yeah. Well, Robin woke up at about 6:30 and coughed loudly sitting next to us until I woke up. Uh-huh. And at some point coughed directly in my face. And I said, you didn't have to wake me up. And he said, no, and I thought, you fucking are.
Yeah. And then just let you know we're still in separate beds.
The dream is alive. We're still in separate beds. And Rosie is now referring to herself accidentally as a maiden name. So watch this fucking space.
Totally coincidental. And you took Robin away by yourself.
I did. I took Robin on a little holiday this week.
You did. You took, which was great. But actually, do you know what's weird? When I told people, because I was like, Chris has took Robin to Chester. He went to Chester Zoo. And people were like, has he?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And I've genuinely, I think, in the back of my mind, I was like, do people think that was split up? Do you know what I mean, though? I was like, do people genuinely think that was split up? The only reason we've done it is because we have learned... Because I'm not getting sucked into this bullshit anymore of when you see pictures on Instagram and they've got a one-year-old and other kids and they look like they're having the best day ever and you go, oh my God, we should do that. Fuck no, I'm not doing it anymore. He's 1.5. He hates the zoo. Yeah. He hates a farm. He enjoys it for 30 seconds and then he's tired and you've got to spend an hour getting him asleep in his pram and it's a nightmare, right? So I'm not doing it anymore. Yeah. And so Chris took Robin away I stayed at home.
She's awake now, by the way, guys.
I'm not falling into the trap. Oh, they'll love it. Oh, Rafe will love it. No, he won't. He's 1.5. He doesn't like anything other than eating and, like, sleeping and messing with Robin's toys.
Yeah, like, no, that's the thing, though, because you've got to fucking pack a million and one things. You've got to take all the nappies, all the different foods for the day. Is he too hot? Is he too cold? Has he got cream on? You know, he rubs it in his fucking eyes. Like, Rosie, Chester Zoo was amazing. Big shout out to Chester Zoo. It was phenomenal. It's fucking hottest thing ever.
Well, I mean, it was on one of the
hottest days. The lions were inside.
Well, yeah.
The humans were walking around going, where's the lions? And the lions are going, fucking idiots, I'm in here. It was mental. Yeah. It was so hot. And Robin did that thing of like, after it, we hadn't even been there an hour. And he went, Dad, I'm too hot. I'm tired. Can we go back to the hotel? And I literally was like, I wanted to do that thing. When I was your age, I used to just look at ducks in the pond. You know how lucky you are. I was like, I can't do that because I want to go back to the hotel as well. Yeah. So I had to just ply in with fucking ice lollies and fine shaded bits and went a little boat ride. God almighty, it was hot.
Well,
it was hot.
Me and Rafe had a lovely time. And we went to things that he enjoyed.
Well, that's the thing. Like don't drag them both. Yeah. did you sit on the sofa and watch Real Housewives? Because I've heard he fucking loves that.
Might have happened a couple of times. No, we went to went Tumble Tots and stuff like that and seen other kids his age. And so I actually think we did a good thing then.
Yeah, it's good.
And don't get me wrong. Well, next year you'll be that little bit bigger and I think we'll very much enjoy them too. So don't tweet we're saying that we're the worst parents in the world because somebody will.
Don't read them anymore.
Listen though, do not complain about this heat.
Right.
Because it's wonderful. It's glorious.
Rosie, I can't wait the winter. Genuinely.
Oh, don't. What are you doing? Rosie, can't.
Rosie, I'm sick of being clammy. I'm sorry. I'm sick of being clammy. I'm sick of it.
Oh, for the love of God.
I'm sick of being clammy.
Right.
I'm too clammy.
It's people Rosie, like you.
Rosie, me whinging about it won't change the world at all.
I would love the summer like this every year.
Nah.
I wouldn't go abroad.
I've had enough. I've had enough. Couple of days of it. Honestly, the other day, as I'm bending my elbows, my arm was sticking to itself, and then my knees were.
So would you rather, honestly, would you rather 6 weeks holidays off school, all the kids are off, you know, people are taking holidays, would you rather it was raining?
No.
Pissing it down?
No.
So what do you want?
25 degrees.
No, you can't have that.
I want exactly 25 degrees, no more. 33 in England?
That was a pure northerner, that, though, because 25 degrees isn't actually that hot. But anything above 20, we get so excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's people with tops 20, off in the
25
street.
Degree in London, they'd be like,
Did you not notice the other week when they had when I was on the weather app and it was literally 36 degrees everywhere on that really hot day we had? London, I went on, what's the temperature in London? 36, it just said 36. In the northeast, when I went on the northeast bit of the weather app, it was like, weather warning, watch out! In London, it was like, yeah, you've had it before, you'll be fine.
I mean, the world's fucked.
Oh, yeah, but, completely, yeah. But we're here to take people's minds off that. Let the big wigs talk about that.
They're the big wigs. They're the ones doing it.
Well, you know, the eggheads. Someone will sort it out. Someone will sort it out.
Okay.
You know, just keep recycling, etc.
We do.
I wasn't talking to you.
Is that the reason?
Oh, look, I can't get into this. I can't get into global warming. There's fucking podcasts about it. Go listen to them.
You got praise from, who was it?
One of the QI elves.
Yes.
I did. It was the best day of my life.
About how you explained, what were you explaining a bit again?
Oh, Jesus, this is embarrassing.
What were you explaining?
It was something to do with the world.
The Big Bang.
I was explaining the Big Bang, and he was like, yeah.
He said you were bang on. He said it was a really good explanation off the top of your head.
I was really happy with that tweet. I was over the moon. I'm going to get it framed.
Ew.
Babadoo, 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 bah. Speaking of it being hot.
Yes.
On Sunday, just because, you know, I didn't want to keep Rafe out in the sort of blistering sunshine. It is a lot for him. So I took him to a soft play. And obviously it was a bit warm in the soft play because it's always warm in the soft play. You've got to keep your socks on, obviously. I had my shorts. I had a T-shirt on. It was a little bit warm. I had a bottle of water.
Where was that? I was at the beach. Look, we're just literally separating the kids.
That was the best way to
constantly.
Do it. There's too much of an age gap.
Yeah.
And basically... I saw something I've never seen before in my life, and I couldn't believe it. No word of a lie, in the soft play, there was a man playing with these kids, great dad, running around with these kids, playing with these kids, life and soul of the party, top off.
Oh.
I just found it weird.
At the soft play?
Top off at the soft play. I've seen children get told off and get told to put their tops back on. Ooh. This grown man was walking around, running around, sweating his beard off, top off.
Was his top tucked into his trousers?
Top was nowhere to be seen. I don't want to be owned a top. Top was gone.
Had he gone without a top?
Don't know. Top off, shorts on, socks on. Fair enough he had socks on. Bare feet as well would have really upset us. Unbelievable. Wow. At one point, I tried to get a photo of him.
Right.
I tried to get a photo, but I then realised, because I was covertly trying to take a photo, then I was like, I don't want anyone else in here to see me covertly taking a photo in a place where it's mainly kids.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because someone be like, excuse me, the police turn up. Excuse me, can I say your phone, sir? I think you'd be taking photos of kids. No, I was taking photos of this topless man because I genuinely don't think my wife will believe us. him over there, the guy with the tattoos at the top. I was trying to avoid him because I don't think my wife.
What did anyone say anything?
Everyone was silently furious.
Were they?
And no one said a thing to him. Silently furious. You could feel it.
I don't know why, it was just weird. Yeah.
It was just weird. Top off, diving all over the place. Mint dad, fucking great. But I wanted to go, how am I? And I wanted to go to the other dads. I wanted to go, sorry, are we overdressed? Should we? But I just thought, nah, what if they're like his best mate or something? Like, you know,
Who was he with? Was he just with these kids?
Two kids and wife or partner or whatever. Yeah.
Did she have her top on?
She did have her top on, yes. He was the only one in the whole place with a top off. And I couldn't stop staring at him.
Did he have a nice body?
No, God no. God no. Don't even know if that would have made it better. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Why is it realistic? Honestly, if you break it down,
yeah.
It's not the end of the world. He's just got his top off.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the swimming pool, people have got the tops off.
Yeah.
You've seen it before. But why is it so weird?
Don't know. Just because he was rubbing on stuff. He was in the balls and that. And
oh, God!
Stuff. Like, he's, you know. He was shiny. He had a sheen to him.
Oh, sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Do you know what I can't get away with? What? Which is ridiculous, right? We were at the beach yesterday, South Shields Beach. Big up, best in the UK.
Beautiful beach. Woo!
It was 20-odd degrees.
Yeah.
Really hot.
Yeah.
I was fully clothed.
Yeah.
I couldn't put on a swimming costume.
Did you see the woman with the thong on?
I did see the woman with the thong bikini.
Full thong bikini, South Shields Beach.
Yeah.
I don't think they were from there. They had southern accents.
I think they
were on their holidays.
Right.
And I kind of thought, well, that's fair enough then. But I just couldn't. I totally understand.
I don't understand thong bikini personally, but that's just because I've got
about it before,
a flat arse. Maybe if I... Not fat, Chris. Flat. Got a flat, mom, saggy arse.
Right.
And it's actually, I was talking about it with the girls the other day. I used to have quite a nice bum because I used to do squats and that and burpees and shit. But now, it's flat as fuck.
Right.
It is so flat. It's really upsetting. I need to do something about it because it's like, I don't know. It's just not good. But I mean, I did look at her bum and it was bloody beautiful. Not a spot in sight. Honestly. Because that's the bravery of wearing a thong bikini. What if you got a spot in your ass?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone's close enough to see that.
I mean, I did have a good old look.
Yeah, there was a few people in full bikinis.
Well, no, they should have been because it was boiling.
Yeah.
I was the stupid one, but I can't wear a swimming costume.
I grew up there.
It's South Shields Beach.
Weird.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I couldn't be in my shorts with the top off because I was like, well, I live here.
Uh-huh. I've walked down here, me wellies.
Yeah.
In a bobble hat.
I've been down here in the piss and down rain. Did I ever tell you about the best day, one of the best days in my life ever when I was younger?
Was it when you met me?
No. It was like I started hanging around with another bunch of mates who I hadn't hung around with for a while, and we all went down to the beach one day, and it was like Carl Hutchinson was there and like loads of other people. Of course he was. And it was just like, it was almost like American Pie too. We were all just at the beach all day, loads of work, and it was great. Someone buried someone's trainers and they lost them. Right. He lost the trainers, he had to walk from barefooted. Loads of them went in the sea, and one of the lads, like up to his neck in the sea, took his swimming shorts off and started swinging them around. We all jumped on him and nicked his shorts and ran up the beach. Rosie stayed in the water for probably 45 minutes and were like, we're not bringing your shorts back. And he had to walk all the beach fully naked. It was amazing.
What a carry on.
Oh, what a day.
Yeah.
God, hey. Class, you're not impressed, are you?
No, I'm really tired. Doing it borders.
Okay, wow. Wow. Well, babadoo babadoo ba.
Babadoo 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, eh?
What's your fucking beef, eh?
Don't you fucking look at me. Look at me like that. Eh? You fucking look at me.
You sound just like the man on the soft play. Now listen, ladies first or gentlemen first?
What ifs?
Mine is a very, very recent beef.
Is it like today?
Well then, probably 15 hours ago.
Oh, within 50. Is it because I asked you guys a juice?
No. That was 15 minutes ago.
Oh, speaking of juice, just really quickly, this has got nothing to do with the beefs. I'm sorry, we'll do this all the time.
You missed a section. Shouldn't be in the other section. I'm sorry, I have to veto it.
Oh, okay.
It's not for this section.
Right.
No, of course you can.
Oh, I seen a TikTok video where some bloke was slagging off like juice because I drink squash all the time. It's juice, whatever, squash, diluted juice. Just slagging it off. Just full on, like, it's got all this in it. This is really bad for you. You know, and you're like, oh, just fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
We not remember when...
What? There's nothing you can have.
Yeah, no, there's nothing.
There's nothing?
Yeah, no, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. It's crazy, isn't it? Anything you think is good to eat, there will be a video somewhere of someone online telling you why it's shit.
That really upset us. I was like, that's me one thing that I really do enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, I probably should give it... I probably would lose a bit of phlegm if I gave it up.
Right.
Because it's like sugar. It is. But like, you were talking about other stuff that's in it, like toxins and stuff, and you know, and you're just like, oh, mate.
My thing is, it's like when people go like your McDonald's or you get a curry or you get a pizza and they're like, oh, do you know what's in that? I go, yes, I know. I'm not trying to make weight for a UFC fight. I understand that this isn't great. That's why I haven't had four of them today. Mm-hmm. I'll do it in moderation.
Yeah.
Like, but can you remember when you, when Rafe was born and you went online and told everyone that you were drinking juice during the night and why had you never been doing it before and it was the best thing ever?
And then I got told that my teeth are going to fall out and that I've, you know.
And then you had to get one pulled out for the
UFC. But that had nothing to do with it. That was an abscess. Yeah, it was an abscess. It wasn't rot.
Toxins and that.
Oh, that was so annoying. Yeah. So bad for your teeth, you know. I was like, oh yeah, honestly.
I'm just right. Again, I don't know if I spoke about this on here, but I've spoke about this recently. I tried to get vanilla Coke the other day, and you can't. You can only get it with sugar free. Right, you can't get vanilla Coke or cherry Coke or the Coke with lime in it. Any of the flavored Cokes, like if you've got Five Guys or whatever, you can't get any of the flavored Cokes on normal Coke. It has to be on the sugar free.
Right, why?
I don't know.
Does it matter?
Well, it's something about having too much sugar in it.
Oh, right, okay.
But sure, like, what? Why? Why am I being stopped that when I literally, if I wanted to, buy them and then go and buy a fucking kilogram of sugar and pour it all into the drink and dissolve it and drink that like a syrup?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
But then aren't they just trying to be... Well, it's that thing, isn't it? Because not everyone can have stuff in moderation.
Okay, so let's talk about the... Right, okay. Yeah, not everyone
can have stuff. I didn't mean this to turn into a...
No, but I'm saying that. No, but it is interesting because what? So I can't have the full sugar thing. Let's say Five Guys, right? Yeah. I'm standing there. I go, I want vanilla Coke. Oh, I can't have vanilla Coke. Oh, I'll have it on the sugar free. Okay, it's not as nice. Okay, next one. Can I have 15 burgers, please? Who fought? Just for me. Can I have 15? Yes, here's your 15 burgers. Double burger? Fucking yes, double burgers, mate. Put today, 30 patties in 15 buns, please. But thank God you gave me that no added sugar vanilla Coke. Because fuck, that could have been, rough for a second. I could have put a couple of pound up. Fucking hell, man. Some stuff just doesn't make sense.
Well, hello. Hello, the universe. Hello. Welcome. It's shit. Nothing makes sense.
Do you mean the world, not the
world.
Universe?
I don't know. What's the universe? Isn't the universe the same thing?
No!
Welcome.
The world's our world.
Right, well, welcome. Oh, God. Yeah. Listen, welcome.
Crazy.
It's bullshit.
Anyway, listen.
What's your beef?
I'll tell you what fucking beef is. Right?
Tell us then.
That was beefs with the world dealt with. My beef with you is... Again, it's one of these beefs that I've got that comes from you doing something brilliant and fantastic and that I'm so lucky to have. So it always feels bad, but you know, it's a podcast.
This sounds like you're going to be awful, Lewis.
So last night...
Don't shush me, dickhead.
I didn't think I'd get away with that. So last night, you... Was that a little... Did you just fart?
No, it's the chair.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. I promise you.
Last night, you made me a lovely dinner. Lovely dinner. Absolutely lovely dinner. Like I said, I've said it again many times. I feel bad when it's whinging about
pasta.
The dinner stuff. Prawn tagliatelle, phenomenal. White wine sauce, oh, from scratch. You're amazing, right? You're amazing. You should be on. You should go on one of them cooking shows.
Absolutely not.
When they bother to ask you, and
wow,
I'm joking.
I have and, been asked actually.
I know I was joking.
Oh.
So basically, it was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Can't fault it. Phenomenal. You remembered. To put the garlic bread in.
I did.
Which you never used to do. I've had it before in the past. No,
you are
back.
Such a dick. I know so exactly what this is going
to
be.
Guys, she remembered to put the garlic bread in. She put four bits of garlic bread in for me. I was buzzing, right? I even pushed me luck and I said, Rosie, I went, can you do us a massive favour? And you went, yeah. And I went, can you put some cheese on the garlic bread? And you went, yeah. So you got some cheese. And I looked in the oven.
Mozzarella.
And
like,
garlic bread came out. And
because they were like the little baguette things.
Yeah, the ciabatta.
Ciabatta,
ones,
sorry, not the baguettes. That's an,
and,
the opposite.
The garlic bread came out and there were four bits of garlic bread. Three with cheese on, one without cheese. Mm. And I looked and I thought, okay then, she's obviously having herself a bit, which is absolutely fine. And there's my three bits of cheese. Happy days. I sat down to eat. I think I went upstairs to put Rafe to bed. I sort something out and I just went upstairs to get something for you. And then I sat down and the was half and half eaten... cheese one and then what non-cheese one with one bite out of it and I looked down and I went, what's happening here then? And you said, well, I put one without cheese on for me because I don't like cheese, but then I had a bite of that and then I had a bite of your cheese one and the cheese one's much nicer.
Really nice.
So I'm gonna have this cheese one and you can have this non-cheese one that already has a bite taken out of it. So I got, instead of three cheese bits of garlic bread, I got two cheese bits of garlic bread and one, minus one bite, non-cheesed bit of garlic bread. Because you, scare quotes, don't like fucking cheese.
It just went, I don't know what happened, it went really nice. And it was like proper, just on the cusp of being burnt.
Like brown on the top. And it was, it was great. The two I had. To be honest, Rosie, I could have fancied another. It's the I don't care that you do it. I don't care that you do it. I don't care that you do it. You can have it. You cook the meal. You could have fucking ate them all if you wanted.
Oh well, then shut your face.
No,
shut your face. No,
it's the fact that you claim again and again and again not like cheese.
I don't like cheese.
You're a fucking liar.
I like mozzarella cheese grated on garlic bread. What are you gonna do about it? Although I didn't know I did until last night. It's absolutely looked. You mentioned it, I want it again.
Honestly, you and your mum don't like pizza. Wouldn't thank you for pizza. You got any slices of pizza going, Chris? Oh, the pizza you wouldn't thank us for. Fucking bear ears, man.
My beef with you.
Yeah.
So you read your little Kindle on a night time.
Yes.
Very canny. Mm-hmm. Lovely. I love that you're in the read.
Really great, them Kindles.
Dead sweet.
Hell of an invention.
Stop leaving them on the floor.
Right.
Because Rafe picks it up.
Yeah.
And he skips ahead about six pages. So then I have to skip back.
You skip
to the
back.
Page.
Oh,
I have
that's
to.
Fine. Yeah. I don't even realise
no.
it. That's great.
No. All right. Well, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Oh, well, no.
Put it up a hide. Because if Rafe touches it, he will skip your page and you're not going to find it again. Stop putting it on the floor. I've told you. Put it up a hide.
Well, don't let him in. Move it. Move it for me.
No, he can roam. That kid is free to roam wherever he wants.
Free range.
Free rave.
Free range rave. Okay. Yeah, no, I do. He spilt water on my phone this morning. I left it on the floor on the side of the bed because we currently don't have bedside tables, so everything's on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, then. You could just move it for us, though.
You could just put it up height when you finish with it.
Listen, all right, you don't like cheese. I don't like moving stuff.
Great. Potato, potato.
I win. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer.
Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Now, before we do questions for the public, we've got...
What?
Go on, remember your jingle for X. Go on. Go on.
Oh, I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now.
Very good. Very
you so
good.
Much, Ren. I totally forgot about that.
There we go.
Did you enjoy it?
Well done remembering it. Yeah, I love Icks. Icks are just, they're just such a beautiful little window into people's likes and dislikes and what turns people on and off. I love it.
I've got so many of them as well. Right, ready for this one? Yeah. Are you ready for this? Hi, Rosie and Chris. I want to share with you my ick, and I think you will both find this funny and agree with me on this.
Okay, bold statement, but come on then.
My ick is when you see your partner, this only applies to men, sitting in the bath without bubbles. They just sat there in plain hot water and their body is magnified under the water and their willy is just floating around exposed because there's no bubble bath there to hide anything.
Yeah.
That is manky. Like, yeah, why is that look, horrible?
It? It's a I'm very... When you come to the bathroom and the bubbles have gone, I'm very self-conscious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just very self-conscious. It floats to the top. It's very odd.
Really, really strange.
And it just doesn't look nice.
Yeah, really, really strange. Yeah, I don't know how it floats.
I agree with that.
Really weird. Yeah.
Why does it...
No idea why a penis floats. No idea.
They're not very heavy, are they?
Well, depends. Yeah, it depends what the fucking head. It's cold, you know. It's cold. Yeah.
That whole thing that always makes me laugh when people talk. Like when people talk about the size of a willy. Like, just because it means nothing.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I think.
I don't want to talk about past experiences, but like growing out a show and all that kind of stuff. Like, I've seen some willies grow. Like. Do you know what I mean, though?
It's like a fucking... Oh, it's like fucking Alice bad? In Wonderland.
Eat me.
Let it grow. Let it grow. Wow.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, yeah.
You must know this as a man. Like, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Grow on, yeah. I know. So you mean, like, what it looks like flaccid is literally... It doesn't make any difference to anything at all. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, not always.
Yeah.
No, do you know what I mean?
So. Yeah.
I've been quite surprised sometimes.
Oh, where did that come from?
Anyway.
You know, that's the thing, though. Whenever someone has got, like, whenever it's, like, sort of reported, when you're younger and we're at school or you're college or whatever, and it's, like, reported that a lad's got a big knob, he's always got a mate with him who's, like, the guy who always tells people that this guy's got a knob, big knob.
Right, okay.
It's, like, he's hype man.
Oh.
He's always just like, hey, you all right? I'm such and such. I'm his mate and he's got a big knob. And you're like, all right, well, that's your future mapped out for you then, is it? Congratulations.
I do kind of know what you mean.
Welcome to school careers guidance. Do you have any idea what you want to be? Well, I just want to like tell people about me mate's big knob. Okay, good. There's your megaphone and your fucking bell. Always. Anytime you found out that someone had a big knob at school or at college or whatever, it was always because their fucking weird, scroty mate randomly just told you that they had a big knob for no reason at all. I don't know. They must hire them. It must be like, I don't know, put them on a retainer. All right, mate. I don't know if you're aware, but I've got quite a big knob. Would you like to walk around telling everyone I've got a big knob? Yeah, definitely.
I'll do that.
Do I get dental and insurance? How many holidays do I get? Yeah, 20 days holiday. Fantastic. I'll be up for that. Bank holidays off? I bank holidays off.
Oh, Jesus, he's still gone. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, Rosie and Chris. Just listening to the latest episode and the Porkathon made me think of a few stories.
Yeah, that was... someone... I saw a tweet, right? Well, I do read the tweets, really. I saw a tweet and it was someone said, you know you've been listening to Shag Murray Noy too much when I knew halfway through the story that your sister was going to be in the tent.
Oh, really? Did someone guess it?
That. Someone said, you know you've been listening too much when I knew halfway through the story that your sister was going to be... I had no fucking clue.
I didn't when I read it first time.
I'm still so naive.
There's a couple of stories here about porking.
Brilliant.
My friend was fingered by a boy whose nails were quite sharp and they cut inside her.
Oh my God, why are you sending... Why am I getting told that? Oh God, I don't even
cut
have
your nails.
And I feel
cut
sick.
Cut your nails, lads. She went home, told her mum and was subsequently grounded for a month. Imagine
that's
that.
That's a bit fucking harsh, isn't it?
That's like... You're grounded till you're healed from the inside out.
God.
Isn't that bad?
Oh, I mean, nowadays we're having long nails because women pleasure themselves with long nails. He was obviously just, he didn't know what he was doing. A bit rough.
I don't think women put the fingers inside when they pleasure themselves, personally. Right, I think that might be a porn thing.
All right, then, okay.
I might be wrong. Maybe they do.
We've got a bit dirty this episode.
We've got a bit real, haven't
we've
we?
Gone mucky.
Maybe it's just me that doesn't, am I missing out? Should I? Ain't nobody got time for that. There's another one here. This is, I love this, right?
Yeah.
My other friend was fingered by all five boys in our friendship group over the course of our time at uni, Christ. And she is now called the Glove.
That was fucking phenomenal. I've got nothing to add to that. That's just
aren't people hilarious?
That's fucking beautiful. That is far. I love, couple of things I love about this. Love that it was just fingering. Love that it was just like fingered, move on. Love that everyone in the friendship group knows about it. Love that. I wish I was there the day they worked out that there was five guys and she'd been fingered. Was it on four? Were they like, right now, Gary, you have to finger her now because I've got a fucking mint idea for a nickname. So you're going to have to put some graft in here, mate, because I have got the most belting nickname here. Oh my God.
That's lovely.
Oh, the day
that,
she fingered everyone, it was like, way! You know, when someone's like the millionth customer in a shop. Yeah,
glove status.
Oh man.
Fun.
The glove. Fucking great. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. On the subject of fingering, great. I feel like we might be the only podcast that talks about fingering so much.
I think you are underestimating how many podcasts there are out there.
Do you think there's ones that talk about fingering as much as we do?
There's probably ones specifically about fingering.
Do you think?
Probably the finger pod.
Hi, welcome to the Finger Pod.
Yeah.
Right, well,
we had a meeting with Acast recently, and didn't they say something absolutely mental? Like they have like 50,000 podcasts.
There is a lot of podcasts.
Fucking
everyone
loads.
Has got a podcast.
Yeah, although in reality, there's only one. It's ours.
Oh.
So.
Right, that's what you keep telling yourself that.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I felt the need to write to you following last week's fingering in a tent story.
For God's sake.
It reminded me of a time I got fingered and subsequently got a horrendous nickname from the lad that did the deed.
What? He gave the nickname?
Well.
That's not fair.
My new nickname following the fingering was Kit Kat.
Two fingers.
Why are you here, Chris asked. Well, it's because the lad said, I took four fingers. This
What's
absolutely wasn't true, but the nickname stuck.
Oh, that's not fair.
Every time I eat a Kit Kat now, it takes me back to being a 16-year-old getting fingered by the technology block.
Oh,
four fingers!
Next to the technology block, not by the technology block. She wasn't fingered by a building.
No, she was fingered by the... Like, she was nearby.
Right, but sorry, I don't use the word by for near. So fingered by the technology block to me sounds like a full building fingered her.
Wow.
No wonder it was four fingers. No, that's
And
disgusting.
Now she's making documentaries about Marion Bridges.
She might just... Oh, my God.
Isn't there a woman who married the Berlin Wall?
I fucking hope not. They knocked it down.
I think, no, that's, I think that's why you should have done it.
Fucking hell. That's why she was
gonna. I think she was.
No, that's my husband. Ah! Fucking hell.
His pain is my pain. No, genuinely. When did the Berlin Wall get knocked down?
Oh, don't. Just don't.
Oh, fuck.
Just don't.
I've read that in a magazine.
Let's not go heavy politics.
People marry really, really mental
in
shit.
In America, people marry cars and that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
Someone married themselves.
Right, yeah. I can get,
I can get behind that. I'd marry me.
Totally get on board with that. Wasn't there a film back in the day about a kid who divorced his parents?
Probably. But I remember being a kid and divorcing your parents was just a really big topic.
Yeah.
I think it was a new thing when we were kids.
I think it was a film. I think it was.
Was
a,
it?
It was so around what? The sort of Beethoven, Look Who's Talking, they're kind of, oh my God, can we tell everyone about the, right, the other day, you started watching Beethoven 2, Beethoven the 2nd or whatever it's called. And I mean, it is fucking madness because when you look back, they live in mansions.
Oh.
So guys, I walked into the sitting room and just sitting watching Beethoven with Rafe. Rafe's not really paying attention, he's looking in the corner. And you looked over at me and you went, you seen this? And I looked and they were just in this massive house.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosie went, no wonder our whole generation's fucked up because we just watched people living in fucking massive mansions on American movies.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
You made a hell of a point. Home Alone, the house on that fucker.
Father of the Bride.
Madness.
All of them. Live on Millionaire's Row.
Yeah, they all live in massive mansions. Uh-huh. But then in Beethoven, doesn't she? She lives in a massive mansion and she kidnaps the dog and wants like 10 grand or something.
Oh, yeah.
But she lives in a fucking, like, a house is easily 5 million.
Yeah.
And she's like, I need that $10,000 or you'll never see the dog again. You're like, fucking, really?
And then, the couple, so this that was it as well. So the couple who own the dog, they're in debt. Yeah. Of like 50 grand.
Yeah.
And for the company, and they're like, it's going to cost 50 grand. They're like, oh my God, we haven't got it. I'm like, you live in a 10 bedroom detached house.
Sell an acre of your garden. Fucking hell. First world problems,
so
much.
Unrealistic. But yeah, this is why we're all fucked.
Yeah.
Because we watch them and we're like, that's what life is. Yeah. It's not like, it doesn't exist. Really doesn't exist. Not here anyway.
It was the fucking the frustration as a kid of trying to set up the same kind of Home Alone traps in your own house and going, I don't have a top banister to swing these paint cans off. Where am I going to swing these off? There's nowhere to tell. I can't do a zip line from my back window to the tree at the bottom of my garden because there's no fucking tree.
Mom, why have we not got sash windows?
Matt, Dad. Can you dig a basement out so I can have some hijinks with some burglars, please? No, I'm not sleeping in the loft. The loft, it's not even insulated. All right, then.
Oh, have we ever talked about our loft in my old house, in my family house?
No.
Because we had a loft that got done out, but it got done out wrong, and they spent loads of money on it, and they didn't complain, and my mum was really annoyed at my dad. Because the bloke who did it out did it wrong and he made it absolute arse.
How did he do
end.
It wrong? How don't you do a loft wrong?
Just did it wrong. He boarded the loft out, apparently. I think my dad used to sit up there sometimes in a little sad little chair.
That's absolutely your dad's crack. Like sitting on a deck chair in the dark on a half boarded loft next to a fucking Christmas tree. A wrapped up, boxed up Christmas tree.
Well, I think with a can. Basically, the guy who did it put the window in wonky and it used to leak. And my mum was like, what the fuck? And
then, oh, so you put a window, like a Velux.
I think there was a bit of window in it, but it wasn't a room. You couldn't use it.
Right.
I don't know what, I don't know.
I always find them loft conversions weird where you go, hey, I've turned it into a room where you can stand up right in the centre.
Nothing else.
And you go, okay.
And it's still got all of the stuff in.
Turned it into a room where you can walk in without bending down in a straight line for 2 metres, then turn around and walk straight back out.
But anyway, it was not good. I just remember my mum, even this day, she's still annoyed about that.
Of course she is.
Like, really annoyed.
Excellent.
Them are the things that keep you awake at night, aren't they? Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous.
Always.
I've just been listening to episode 179, Porkathon. It was a really popular episode.
Jesus Christ.
With the Porkin. Where you talk about the girls competing to get fingered by as many of the rugby players as possible. It is so true that if that was lads, it would be horrific, isn't it?
Yeah, be awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Former queue, ladies. There's a wankathon going. Ooh, tumbleweeds. Police cars.
It's crazy. I remember a similar uni game that the girls' netball team used to do on a sports tour.
Sorry, can I just say as well, that's not me kicking off going, double standards this, I put a bloody wanking stall out and I got no customer. That's me just, I'm just pointing it out.
It's
I'm
okay.
not like raging
Don't worry.
That my wanker thumb that I set up didn't get much traffic.
It's fine. Oh, God. A wankathon. Can't have any words.
No, I didn't get any bloody walk-up. No bookings, no walk-up.
Do you know what I got? An Instagram comment
yeah.
this week. I forgot to tell you about this. I got an Instagram comment, right? There was a picture of me and you having a McDonald's in my car, and I was leant a bit forward, yeah. and my boobs looked quite nice. Some man commented, I think it was a man, saying, oh, your tits look great. I'd love to come on them. I was like, I couldn't think of anything worse.
This isn't a compliment, it's a compliment. Why are you? All the nasty things people say on the internet and you're blooming turning your nose up with a pretty good compliment. What a gentleman. That is, honestly, I thought chivalry was dead. But yeah, we know, you know, there he is, spouting Shakespeare on your Instagram.
I actually don't think it was cum, I think it was spunk. I'd love to spunk on your
Instagram. Oh, even better.
That's a bit nicer, isn't it?
Who's writing that?
I know.
Oh, did you block him? Did you delete the comment? Or are you meeting up with him next week?
He's coming round in about an hour. Are you going bike ride,
yeah? Yeah, I'll power on my bike, yeah.
I'll just at the door, I'll only do it at the door.
Oh, great.
I'm not letting him in.
Yeah.
God, I'm not mental. I'm not letting him in.
Glad I've got that porch camera. Looking forward to watching that later. Who's writing that on the internet? Was it a real account or was it like a bot? Or like a spam? Or like, was it, you know, a photo of a football badge?
Oh, no, it was like a troll. They followed no one and...
Right. Just imagine that. Imagine setting up an account with no followers... following no one to just go on accounts and saying I'd love to spunk on your tit. Again, I bring it back to you. Imagine having that kind of time on your hands. Jealous.
But what? So
what? I'd love to have the kind of time.
I just want to know where the sort of release or the gain is from that.
The gain.
When what point is it? When the press send us? When they're writing it out? Or because you know they're not getting replies. I don't think. Mm. So what is the? Where's the end game to that?
Probably don't even check if there's a reply. Probably just
do they just type it and go? Oh.
Much like he spunk. Much like he spunk. Just drops it out there and moves on. Yeah. Just spaffs it down and moves on.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Still got it.
Yeah. Oh, great. Wow.
These old puppies.
Yeah. Aye, that's the thing. Aye, good luck, mate. You'll have to fucking brush the hash brown crumbs off them first.
Ooh, he spoke about watery. Oh no, that's bacon grease from me bacon roll, actually. Hey, funny. Right, okay. Remember a similar uni game that the girls' netball team used to do on a sports tour?
Sorry, can I just...
Tour?
Is every single story
on
this episode going to be about fingering?
I feel like it is. I didn't go that far back.
Jesus Christ.
This is the fingering episode. Right. This is the finger special. Right. Fingering Friday.
We're recording on Sunday because we're actually going to the Edinburgh Fringe this week, aren't
yes.
we?
Yes.
So if you listen to this on Friday, we'll have been at the Edinburgh Fringe this week. We're not performing. We're just going up to have a jolly old time and watch some comedy, aren't we?
Can't wait.
Very exciting.
We used to have to bring tour items, right? It was things like socks and sandals for the entire week.
Right.
A random vegetable that we had to keep on us at all times for the end of the week.
What? Why?
They're just like games.
Oh, it was a game, yeah. Right? Okay, fucking hell.
A learner's driving sign, shot glass necklace, and a shag band.
For fuck's sake. Okay.
The shag band would have to have the word shag written on it visibly and would start off around your ankle.
Okay.
Every time you shagged anyone while on tour, this includes during the 30-odd hour long coach journeys to Italy/Croatia, the band had to move up your body.
Right.
E.g. angle to knee, to thigh, to wrist, to upper arm, and then finally to your head like a crown of slagginess. Proudly or embarrassingly, quite a few girls on the team managed it each year. Personally, mine never made it all the way to my head, but fair play to the girls that did.
Wow. Fair fucking play.
Getting their shag on.
My main question here is the band adjustable? Because I can't imagine something fitting snugly on me ankle, but also fitting on me head. It's either going to be baggy hanging around your ankle and it's going to fall off, or by the time you got it on your head, you're going to be in fucking agony because it's like putting
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that. Maybe double wrap it around your leg or something.
Okay. Well, I just like clarification on that, that's all.
Okay, I just thought it was quite fun.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Slags.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous.
Yep.
This is a story from 2011 with my husband at the time.
Ooh, the before times.
We were serving soldiers and we loved a party and a drink or two. On this occasion, we decided to have a party back at our flat with quite a few friends.
Got you.
Beers were flowing. The women did the norm of standing and gathering in the kitchen having a natter, and the men were all in the living room having a good old laugh by the noises that were drifting through to the kitchen.
Okay.
My husband was a stocky bloke, but some would call him a gentle giant.
Okay.
I could hear some rather strange noises coming from the living room, so me and my friends went to go and investigate, as it had gotten rather rowdy. On walking into the living room, I was greeted by a rather odd sight. One of the lads had his trousers halfway round his ankles, and my husband stood behind him with a grin on his face. It was only a moment later that the lad, with his pants round his ankles, face changed rather quickly to a grimace. Something had been placed inside this man's bumhole.
In now, the living room?
Yes. Now, the way this story unfolds, it gets worse. What had happened was they had placed a bet that they couldn't get a tangerine up said friend's anus.
Wait, how did the conversation get to that?
I've got no idea.
And why is the fruit bowl in the living room?
What's wrong with that?
I find it strange that the tangerines are in the living room. I find it weird.
Why?
Don't know. Should be in the kitchen. So no one. My mum's
fruit bowl is in her living room.
Well, she's living in a lawless wasteland then.
I don't agree with that.
I do.
Do you?
Especially tangerines. Messy them fellas. Tangerines and oranges, messy.
I think if you haven't got kids, you can have a fruit bowl anywhere you want. Because friends just take, kids just take like a little bite. Rafe started doing that. Just takes a bite out of an apple and then you see it and you go to have an apple and then on the other side it's got like a manky little brown bite taken out.
Okay, the kids. As well, can I just say a side note? If I went into our living room at any point and one of my friends had their cock, bollocks and arse out, I would have to move house. Don't get your cock, bollocks and arse out of my living room.
But they're all together, though. The blokes are all together.
I'm moving house.
Okay. Well, do you want to hear the rest of the story?
100%.
Right. Okay. They placed a bet that they couldn't get a tangerine up said friend's anus. But my husband was adamant that it could fit.
I mean, fucking hell.
So they put this to the test, and with an almighty shove, he got the tangerine up his bumhole.
Jesus.
And it was stuck for some time, as could not get the fruit out. Oh, it also tore. It also tore his bumhole too.
Oh my God, just throw that in as a fucking second thought.
But it gets worse still. After some rummaging around in this man's cavity.
Rummaging.
Cavity, Chris.
Cavity.
We had managed to free the citrus fruit.
So they're all around there. So this guy now has got his arse out and everyone's trying to get a tangerine out of his arse.
Apparently.
Even the people who won the bet have lost.
Rummaging. That's a really hard word.
Rummaging.
What?
Rummaging.
Rummaging. Around in this man's cavity.
Yeah.
They got it out, okay?
Great.
But wait. Part of the bet that I had not been made aware of was he had to eat the fruit.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew. What? Why is he up for this?
The husband, I've got no idea.
Oh, so the husband's got to eat it?
It's the husband who bet him. So the husband was like, I bet you can't get a tangerine up your arse. And the bloke was like, no, I don't know. Anyway.
Sorry. The amount of money you would have to be thrown around.
I don't
to
think
get
there's any money involved in this.
Well, that's not a bet then.
So anyway, he had to eat the fruit. Did he peel it, I hear you ask? Did he fuck?
Sorry.
He stuck the tangerine into his mouth and probably still warm to the touch from being freshly removed from his friend's arse. We did not stay married very long after.
I'm not surprised. This is the worst party. This is the worst party I have ever...
Weird, isn't it?
Yes.
We got really boring friends.
No, I'm really glad that not like... You're not forgetting that party in a hurry, are you? Mm-mm. Were you at Simon's party? Was that... which one was Simon's party? You know, man, Rooney's flat, and the lasses were in the kitchen, and we were there. No, I don't remember. You remember, man, it was after New Year. No, everyone was busy New Year, so I had it after New Year. Gary got a tangerine. Yes, I was there. Yeah.
And he ate it. Then he ate it.
Skin on.
Weirdest bit. Yeah.
Is it weird that I find skin on weirder than the fact that it was in an arse?
The skin on bit is rotten. I kind of could forgive the skin off because you think, well, it's been safe.
I'm more disgusted. If you gave me the two scenarios separately and said, this guy had a tangerine up his arse.
Yeah.
And then you say, oh, but this other guy ate a tangerine with the skin on.
Aye.
Completely, I'd go murderer, prison.
Right,
get
well,
that one. The guy whose tangerine up his arse, fair enough, get the other one to prison.
Do you know what? All I can say, you've been sensitised.
Yeah.
To items up people's arses.
I have.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
Because that should have been more horrific, really.
Yeah, no, not at
really.
All. We had that, innit? Yeah.
Rafe's ate tangerine skin before.
Has he really?
Well, I had to stop him, obviously.
Right,
but,
yeah.
Like, yeah. So you were, oh, God, Chris. That's a bad sign, that.
It's terrible, innit?
You're so desensitised. Wow. Wow. God.
Sorry.
Can I stick a tangerine up your ass?
Again, no bet. No bet in the world would make.
How much money?
Millions.
Really?
Crazy amount. What? A tangerine up my ass?
I'd do it.
Why?
For money. Give us a number.
For financial gain.
Give me a number.
Can I? Here's a question.
20 grand.
Here's a question.
10, probably.
Yeah. Well,
maybe 5. I don't know.
The plot of Beethoven. The plot of Beethoven 2 would have been a lot more different if this was it. You can't have the dog back until you get that tangerine up your ass for $10,000. Shall that dog sucks a tangerine out of your ass? Good hell.
Oh. Last, I'd do it for 5.
Good. Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
I would. I don't think they're that big. I could get it up there easily.
That's just awful.
I've had kids. Once you've had kids, you didn't give a shit.
Oh, horrible. Mm-hmm. No chance. You're not getting it. Mine's an out hole. The thing is, as well, what I worry about is what I wonder about with this story. Like, if you're at that party and you are not up for the tangerine up the arse thing, you're stuck. Imagine, like, you're like, look, I've got no interest in this. I think this is disgusting. I do not want to see tangerine up his arse. I don't want to get a tangerine up his arse. But it all, he's me lift home.
You know you'd stay and watch.
He's me like,
I'm sorry, Chris. It would be the best party ever.
No fucking chance.
If people are going around, right, for bets, and you're not, like, you don't have to stick anything but your arse, right?
Right.
I'd be geeked. Oh, my God, do it.
No.
I'd be stood there going, Gary, 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 Gary. I would
did
be like...
Did the lube it? Did the lube his ass?
I doubt it. It doesn't sound like it, but I'd be watching. God. And then consoling Gary's missus.
Yeah, Gary's missus is there.
He does this all the time.
Gary's missus in the kitchen.
He does it all the time. Oh. Susan, he's a nutter. We all know he's a nutter, but you're married to him, love.
The worst, yeah, but the worst one is the other fella just eating it.
Well, he's a nutter and all.
Oh, hey, everyone. Oh, I bet you can't get it. Why do you always do this? Derek, why do you always...
Not Derek, that's your dad's name. Stop it, man.
Steve, why every party do you try and get tangerine up people's arses and then you eat the tangerine? You've done it every... Well, stop it. Stop doing it.
Can we just buy grapes from now on?
Fuck me. We're supposed to be playing Twister. Why does this happen? You bring that fruit ball with you from your house. What's wrong with you? Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, all about fingering.
Fingering special.
Which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm sorry, Acast are so, so proud to have us on their Creator Network, creating, you know, doing creative things, inspiring people with the fingering special. Oh, honestly, what the hell's going on? Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarriedandaudit@gmail.com, send in all your stories. Maybe hold off on the finger ones for a couple of months.
No!
No, just a couple of months. Just hold off on the finger ones because I think, you know, we've scorched the earth.
Listen, next
with fingering
week,
stories.
Fisting.
Oh, my God, no. No, don't send them in. Do not send them in. I'm going to search the inbox. Anything with fisting is getting deleted immediately. Don't.
Absolutely not.
Don't.
You do.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.